So Ardmore will take on Cork side St Catrins in the Munster Junior Hurling quarter-final at Farr Field on Saturday. The game has a 1:30 throw-in and defender Declan Pendergast is on the line to chat all about it. And Declan, it's nearly 2 months now since you won that county final against Rowan Moore. You've played a bit of football in the meantime, but when did preparation start for this Munster Championship game?
Yeah, we finally got put into... We were knocked out of the football there. We kind of went back straight at the hurling there. We were knocked out as well sooner than we thought. So we were back at the hurling quicker as well. So that helped us. And we have a few challenge matches played in the meantime as well. So things are going well for us. So we're only waiting now for Saturday.
And have you a clean bill of health, Declan, ahead of the game?
We have, yeah. We've a limited number on the panel anyway. So I suppose everyone is... we're after playing a few games, as I said earlier, there in the last couple of weeks, and everyone's after coming through on them, so we're only waiting for this game now on Saturday, really, I suppose.
And what do you know about St Catrins ahead of Saturday, Declan?
We don't know a whole lot about them, I suppose. Look, they were playing the Cork Championship up to 2-3 weeks ago, they only played the county final, so like they have get probably tougher games in the last couple of weeks, more than what we have, but the lad that's trained them, he played with us a few years ago, so I suppose he knows us better than what we know them, so it'll be a tough game on Saturday.
Yeah, can you tell us a little bit about that, Declan? Who's training St Catrins this year?
Ty Gog Murphy is training him. He played with us last year, actually, and he's after retiring fully now, and he only played 1 year with us. His father trained us back along the years, maybe 10, 15 years ago. Ty Murphy, well known in Cork, so he was training us back those years, but his son played with us in last year, so he's... by all accounts, he's a very good coach as well, so, and he's been well tutored by his father.
Very good, very good. And have you played St Catrins before, Declan, in challenge games or anything like that?
Back the years we might have had, not in the last couple of years. I don't remember playing him in a few years. Back along maybe 7 or 8 or 10 years ago, we would have played him a few times in challenge matches, all right, but they would have been probably senior when we were senior at the time as well. Like, but I suppose, look, they are rebuilding as well there a few years ago when we did win the junior, when we went on to win All-Ireland. They played Ballybacon in the semi-final, and they were hoping to meet us in the final, but they didn't anyway. So I suppose they'll have that in their back teeth this time now.
Yeah, you'll be meeting now on Saturday in Dungarvan, Declan. And you speak of that All-Ireland junior win. You climbed the steps in Croke Park that day after that victory over St Mogues of Wexford. What are your standout memories from that day and the days that followed?
I should look to the, for any club team to get to Croke Park to the wonderful achievement, and to the great achievement for myself and James, but to climb the steps of Croke Park. Like, we never thought when we finished the walk, we thought we'd never ever again be up there, maybe even. We thought, no, it was a great achievement for the club of Ardmore to get to Croke Park, and to win it in was more extra special.
Any kind of moments that stick out in your own mind, Declan, from the game itself or the celebrations that followed?
I suppose. To get the equalising point in normal time was a big... We were beaten at the time, I suppose. We got into extra time nearly at the time. So to get that drawing point, to get there, that was a special moment. And then we got the gold in extra time, and two goals, I think. So we pulled away from that. But the following days, they were special, being honest. Like, everyone was around Ardmore. There was a big... Nearly all Westwater came to Ardmore to us. So, like, it was a... From all different clubs, and no, it was very special, to be honest.
Did you keep any mementos from that All Ireland, Declan?
I didn't, be honest, no. the club gave everyone the jersey that they had. Like, that was a big momento, be honest.
Great.
Have worn the jersey in Kovac and to keep it, so that was one of the biggest ones, I thought. And to get the medal was more important.
Absolutely, absolutely. Like, and yourself and your brother Seamus have been putting on that jersey since the late 90s, Declan. Like, what keeps you coming back to the field every year?
I've been honest. I thought, look, as long as we stay injury free, it's great to be able to play, I've been honest. To go down and meet all the young lads that are coming through, like to guide them through too. Like, I suppose in a lot of clubs, if you retire early, like they mightn't have the experience of what we would have had done. And we were hoping to only guiding the younger lads to explain what we're going through to give them the nourishment to keep going. And being honest, we have a few good young lads coming through this year now, and hopefully next year and the year after, there's another few lads to come through. Like, but I suppose, look, we're a small parish. We've only very small numbers, so I suppose that's why we're able to keep going too. I suppose we're getting the game time.
And after that win over Rowan Moore in the county final, Declan, your captain, James Flavin, he gave great praise to your coach, Darren Tobin. What has he been like to work with this year?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, he was good at last year. I suppose, look, we were beaten prematurely last year. I suppose in a Western semi-final, and we were going well at the time as well. But he's after upping it again this year, to be honest. He's a very good coach. I couldn't speak highly enough of him now, in fairness. And every training session we go to, it's nearly different. Like, so he's bringing the young and the old together, and he keeps everyone in the same. There's no one extra special to him. Like, everyone is on the same wavelength, which is a very good of a coach, anyway.
And just finally, Declan, like, you got a lot of support 4 years ago from clubs across Waterford on that run to the All-Ireland final in Croke Park. Were you hoping to see them out in force again on Saturday in Dungarvan?
We'd be hoping to, yeah. Sure, went to the local game, to the grave. When we won the in 2017, 2018, we'd no local game, I suppose. So it's great to have our first game in at home in Tryer Field, I suppose you could say. To be great now for all the local clubs to come out and support us. But look, there's only one Western team left in the Munster Championship, where we've Ferrybank and Ballygunner and the other intermediate and senior. So we'll be hoping that all the Western clubs will come out and follow us and cheer us on Saturday.
Well, Ardmore defender Declan Pendergast, thanks a million for taking our call this evening.
No bother, thanks.
Lore na Páirce with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.
So Waterford was recognised at the recent McNamee Awards in Croke Park. A History of Dunhill by Senan Cook was awarded the best GAA club publication for 2022. And delighted to say that Senan joins me on the line now. And Senan, what was your reaction when you heard the news?
My reaction was that I was absolutely delighted. I was delighted for a number of reasons. Mainly the reason that the club's history, which I think is very interesting. And it's very deep, you know, reaching from 1882 to 2022, and it covers so much. It really lives up to the GAA motto of where we all belong, and it's a great history the whole way up from the 1880s right up to 2022, and it covers so much. It covers hurling, football, camogie, ladies football, athletics. Traditional music. There's a fantastic history of traditional music in the parish, starting back with the founding of the Fife and Drum Band in 1882, the Dunhill Fife and Drum Band. And then there's ploughing. And the ploughing is very important in that a lot of the leading members of the club were also leading ploughmen. And it was the ploughing association, along with the GA club, that ran the famous Dunhill Hurling tournaments in the late 1950s and early 1960s. You know, it was both of them together, came together and ran those very successful tournaments.
And Senan, like, how much work went into putting this book together?
Oh, sure, there was a huge amount of work put into it. Like, you know, there's no easy way. There's no easy way of researching it and writing it. And I got great help from Helen Laffin and from Malcolm Murphy in different ways. Helen was great at the research, and Malcolm was great at laying out the stuff, and he was a bit of a designer, you know, very good on design, like, you know, on layout and all that, like, you know. But really, we just had to go from year to year. We had to go and get a lot of, we got a lot of material in from families. We got a lot of material in off the papers, and the main papers were online, like, you know, which included the News and Star, the Munster Express, you know. So we were able to track down through the years all that was of importance that went on in the place, like, you know. But then families, one of the key things about Dunhill is that a lot of families can be linked from the very beginning now to the current day, given they're mainly farming families in that. So, there's a strong link the whole way through, which is fascinating now.
And Senan, like, what's the response been locally since the book came out last year?
Yeah, well, there's a tremendous response, to be honest with you. Like, you know, there's so much of themselves in the book, and there's so many achievements in the book, all types of achievements. Yeah, you know, from hurling, football, camogie, ladies football, to athletics and traditional music and everything and anything. And even winning ploughing championships and winning All-Ireland ploughing championships. You know what I mean? So it's a terrific history of what went on throughout the decades, and I think the community are very proud of what the content of the book, like, you know, because it's belonged to them, it's of them, by them, for them, you know, it's their legacy. It is what they achieved, what families achieved, what the clubs achieved. And when I talk about clubs, I'm talking about Dunhill and then St. Anne's, Camogie and Ladies Football Club. And I'm also talking about Clonagale, you know, which is a combination of Fenner, Butlerston and ourselves, like, you know. And then, of course, Dunhill Athletic Club, you know. So it's terrific, terrific.
And just finally, sending, like, for people listening in who are interested in picking up a copy, are there copies still available out there?
They are, yeah. The copy is still available at €25 for Christmas, for this Christmas 2023. And you get them in the Waterford Book Centre. And also you get them off get them from Niall Dunphy, who's chairman of the club, or any club committee member. Sorry, Niall Dunphy's number is 087-6323-041.
Well, Senan Cook, author of History of Dunhill, congratulations on your McNamee Award. I'm sure it takes pride of place at home. And thanks so much for speaking to us today.
Thanks very much, Thomas. Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Well, that's all for this edition of Law in the Parka. Plenty of sport to come on WLR across the weekend. Nigel Kelly will be back with On the Ball on Saturday from 12 midday. Then on Saturday evening, it's the First Division playoff final between Waterford FC and Cove Ramblers. That's all with thanks to McConnell's Toyota, with commentary from Ray Scott and John Frost from 4:45. Then on Sunday, it's the George Corbett Skoda Big Match, the Munster Club quarter-final Ballygunner versus Sarsfields. Join Kieran O'Connor and Owen Murphy from 1:15. Thanks a million for your company, as always. Slán go fóill.
Lorna Porca with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.